everybody. Good morning. We're here for our Cup of Joe. Got my own cup right here. Says Cup of Joe right on the outside of it. I love my one cup of coffee. My wife, she doesn't drink coffee. I drink one cup every morning. Matter of fact, I got a single cup coffee maker. It's really inexpensive. I got a bean grinder, so I can buy my beans, smoke my beans, grind my own beans every morning, real fresh. It's sort of an art. You just realize, I like just a good cup of coffee, just one cup. That's all I need. And so I tell people, it's kind of like the Word of God. If you just find you a verse to start your day out with, you don't have to spend 30 minutes. I mean, it'd be good if you did, but you spend just 1 minute, find you a verse, find you a proverb, find you a scripture, and just run with it. And so it's our morning cup of joe. And we're taking this from our book called Man, Lover, Leader, Provider. Man, this is a great teaching we've done for years. And so I'm on page 47 of my book. Talks about where are we going? Because what women want, they want to know where we're going. They're called helpers and helpmeets, and we all know that women are smarter than men. They have a higher IQ. They're going to live longer. They have better manual dexterity. When God made a woman, he made something good to help this man that he loved. And so the competition's kind of always been on. So this is talking about where we're going. It says this right here. Women don't care if you're called to dig a ditch to China. They just want to know what you're called to do. Every day she got my wife used to frustrate me. She get up early, always an early rise about 5:30 because we had a big family and all those kids. And she'd wake up, come outside of the bed. Hey, Joe. I said, what is it? Because usually I'd get about 6:30. She got up about 5:30. Joe, what are we doing today? I said, what? What are we doing? Baby, I don't know. Let me wake up a minute. I got to get my eyes open, give me a cup of coffee, then I know. And it was so frustrating. We'd be yelling by 6:30 in the morning, every morning, like, well, give me a minute. Let me think. And so I had to learn the hard way. I kept a yellow pad next to my bed. And before I go to sleep every night, I was a night person. I worked all day, and my brain would run, and I just unload it on a piece of paper. And so my wife go to bed early. I go to bed later. And so on the right side of my bed, I take a yellow pad, and here's what I got to do tomorrow. It might be 5 things, might be 12, might be 15. Here are the things I've got to do. Well, what I started doing, my wife would get up every morning, come around to my side of the bed, tear that piece of paper off, kiss me on my forehead, and go downstairs, start breakfast. And she knew because she needed to know she wanted some leadership. What are we doing? I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're called to dig a ditch to China. I'll grab a shovel and help you, but what are we called to do? Well, honey, I'm called to dig a ditch all the way to China. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm ready to help. But you want a frustrated woman, don't give me any idea what you're doing. It's called two are better than one. It's all in the Bible. Your wife can't help you do nothing, but she can help you do something. It is my job as the head of my family to clearly communicate, here's where we're going. Here's what we're doing this week. Here's what we're planning on vacation. Here's what we're planning at the holiday season. Thanksgiving, we're going to her parents, not my parents. And somebody's got to get ahead and do some thought thinking, you know, what are we doing? And people hate things in the last minute. I used to have a saying, I hate stuff at the last minute unless it's got a big red bow attached to the top of it. I don't like last minute stuff. I like to think ahead. How are we going to do it? How are we going to get there? And it's just the way we thought. A woman will go to hell and back for men, but she just needs to know why. I read one time that 70% of the people who crossed the Oregon Trail to settle the West Coast in the 1800s were women. 70% of the people that crossed the Oregon Trail were females. Where were the males? Did they die? Well, what they say was most of them turned back. Men are performance-oriented. I know that. I'm a man. Performance-oriented. We want to know how big was the deer shot, how big was the bass, you know, how many touchdowns did you score, how many home runs did you hit. We keep numbers. Men are numbers guys. And so women, they realize something. I'm going to the West Coast. We're going to go to the Oregon Trail because our life here did not work out. I'm looking for a better life. I'm looking for something better. So they would pay the price. And said, she's doing it for a reason. That's why the Bible warns us about a she-bear, not a he-bear. You ever wonder about that? You know, if you ever go in the woods and we watch Nat Geographic, he-bears are a whole lot bigger than a she-bear. And they'll show you. They'll watch a film where two he-bears are coming to the woods and they see one another. And they'll stand on their hind legs and they'll stand up and they'll growl and snarl at one. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Or what they're doing, they're sizing one another up. And what they're thinking is, can I whip this he-bear? Rawr, rawr, rawr. You know, and the other guy's thinking, can I whip this he-bear? And eventually, if they snarl a while and growl a while, usually one of them will drop down and go the other direction. He's thinking, no, I don't think I can whip a she-bear. I'm going to pick another way. But if a she-bear's coming through the woods with one or two cubs behind her and runs into a he-bear bigger than her, she'll do the same thing. They'll stand up and they'll snarl and they'll growl. But if you, what happened was, if it's a she-bear, eventually she's going to charge that he-bear. She'll charge him, and she'll either die or get killed trying to kill him because she's trying to defend her cubs. What she's trying to do is not get somewhere. She's trying to defend her cubs, and she'll get vicious. And you got to realize something. Men and women, they think different. We don't think the same. I'm not trying to show off. You know, I'm just wanting to cop some. If I'm a female, I'm trying to protect my cubs. I'm trying to protect my future. Where are we going? How are we going to get there? Women want to know. And so, guys, we need to learn how to communicate. So I used to tell couples, take at least one day a week. Just one day a week. Pick a day, maybe it's not that big a deal, Tuesday or Thursday. 30 minutes. Make a cup of coffee, get you a hot tea, whatever. 30 minutes once a week. Just once a week. You got 7 24-hour days. Just take one day a week and take 30 minutes, sit down and say, okay, let's talk about our future. Where are we going this week? What's coming up this weekend? What do we have planned? Where would you like to go? You know, what are we going to be doing for dinner? We're going to have anybody over? We're planning on having a visit. We're going to your parents. They come in here. Just talk out the next 7 days. And you don't have to be, it's not something deep. It's just go through a list. So I used to keep a list of the top things that couples talk about. Talk about, you know, our money, our church, where we go to church, our children, how they're doing at school, everything from our sex life, our future, our in-laws. And we would just talk just about 30 seconds about each one. How things with in-laws? We're good? Anything we need to do? Anything I need to know? Well, they got a birthday coming. Oh, I didn't know that. We have an anniversary. Oh, I didn't know that. And what you do is you take care of things before it becomes a mess. So just sit down one day a week, get you a cup of coffee, a cup of hot tea, and just get you a pad. Hey, what's going on the next 7 days? And if you'll do that, you'll avoid most of the potholes that most couples fall into. Just take time and think and find out. And I'll be honest with you, for years, I was married to my first wife for 45 years. For years, I'd be shocked. I thought, well, I didn't know you thought that. Every week would be something. Now, I've been married to this woman for years, and I thought I knew her family. We went to school together. And there was a constant revelation, because when you get married, you don't stay the same. You grow up. You change your thoughts. You change your attitudes. You change your desires. People don't stay the same. They grow and they change. So keep the communication up to date. That's why they said the highest divorce rate occurs when the oldest kid leaves home. And what happened? Couples just stayed together for the kids. What they done? And I've had it in counseling. Well, we've fallen out of love. Well, what you need to do is fall back in. How'd you fall in love the first time? Well, we started dating and we hugged and we kissed and went to a movie and ate a pizza. Well, let's start dating again, you know. Revelation talks about the church at Ephesus, said they had fallen out of love. Jesus is talking to them. He bragged to them more than he did anybody, said, you need to remember from which you fell. You need to repent that you fell. You need to redo what you did before you fell. And so remember, repent, and redo right there. It'll help you guys. Have yourself a great day. God bless.